Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, ladies. Welcome to episode 175 of She's Building Her Empire. So excited to have you here today. If you're wondering, hey, I thought 175 already happened. Well, that was my James Wedmore disaster interview where my echo was horrible and I didn't repurpose it for the podcast. So if you watched on Facebook Live, you got a little bonus treat. If you're listening to the podcast and you're wondering if you want to hear it, go for it, but you're going to have to check it out on Facebook Live. So we are just wrapping up for my live event that just happened last week. We wrapped up Wednesday, Thursday, the event was. That is why my voice sounds like this. So it's definitely a little raspy. I made it through the live event just barely. I think Thursday was starting to kind of get bad. And then Friday, oh my goodness, my voice was awful on Friday. So bear with me. I'm getting better. I was hoping today had to be good because I actually had two podcast interviews where I was going to be on somebody else's show. So trust me, I did as much as I could possibly do this weekend to get my voice up to at least 80%. So we're almost there. But what I want to share with you, some lessons learned from a great event. Even though it was great, yes, lessons learned always. Every year you try to get better and better and better, or every launch that you do, or every time you have a product or a program, you're always going, how can I get better and better every single time? So I'm going to share with you kind of what I learned. First of all, if you've been following me, you have been watching James Wedmore's Business by Design that I'm watching. And I should say launched. It's now over. I didn't realize how intense it was going to be an affiliate for that program. So what's crazy is I've been an affiliate before for other products and programs, but never one on a scale like James. Okay. So that was a really, really big launch. It was great though. I love being able to see the behind the scenes, hearing everything from their end, all of that. But it was a lot to take on the week of my live event. So what's funny is I don't regret doing it because I would do it again. I would just know that I have to obviously prep a little bit more knowing that it was going to be such a big thing. So really great experience from that. One thing though that I've learned about myself is I'm pretty sure that losing my voice is not something because I'm speaking, but it's because I'm stressed. So I've lost my voice 4 times already this past year. First, it was actually, I should say, a year ago at my live event. Before I ever went on stage, my voice had already been gone the 2 days prior. So, which is weird because I wasn't talking yet, but I lost my voice. So I actually had to get through the event with my voice probably sounding like this. And then my second time I lost it was when I was on EO Fire. I lost it the couple days before, and it was a time where I was launching. I was going through a bunch of stuff. Plus, I had his interview with John Lee Dumas. And I'm pretty sure it was probably a sign of being stressed out. Then the next one was my biggest launch that I ever had. Right after I launched it, I lost my voice, and now again at my live event. So 4 times in a year is quite a bit, and I definitely don't think it's a sickness. I think it's strictly stressed. So I had to really look at that and go, well, that's the worst. I mean, can you even imagine that is something that's going to happen to me every time something big happens? So what I realized was, I had to look back and go, well, how could I control any aspect of that, right? Because, I mean, yes, you're going to be stressed during something big, okay? But what I learned was looking at what I did and what I didn't do for my normal routine. I wasn't drinking my normal water intake. You guys always see me on here, like, grabbing my water and drinking it. I wasn't able to do that the Monday and Tuesday before because I was actually at the location, you know, pulling boxes out, doing things, all of that stuff. I normally always take like a vitamin every single night, just like a multivitamin. I did not take that. I didn't work out that whole week, and I really wasn't eating that healthy because it was just kind of grabbing whatever I could to go. So I realized that I have to make sure, as much as I think I don't have time to do those things, I need to make sure that I can't afford to not do those things, to not put those in my day, to actually schedule some of that stuff inside of it to make sure that I can get through these big events, big moments in my life. So lesson learned on that, okay? Now, another great thing is not only is my staff and I looking at the live event going, okay, what did we love? What do we not love? What should we do next year? What should we not do? We had all of our opinions on how it kind of went through the inside. But I also did a survey at the event to make sure that I got the other, you know, people that are actually, you know, on the other side of it, their opinion, okay? So I wanted to make sure that I was able to kind of pick their brains and figure out what they love, what they didn't like. And honestly, for me, I've been doing surveys in my business for over a decade. And trust me, sometimes reading those surveys are my like least favorite thing to do because people can be very, very honest, which it's great to get great feedback, but when they're mean-spirited or hurtful, it's hard to read those things. So I was like, you know, I said to my team, just read them for me and really nicely tell me what they liked and didn't like. And it's funny because Claire, one of my team members, said to me, honestly, like the only thing that was that I really should even bring up or tell you was they want coffee. And it's so funny because we're sitting at a table. This was on Thursday night after the event was there. I had a couple speakers at the table, some friends, some team members, and we were all going back and forth. People had a very strong opinion on if we should have coffee, if we shouldn't. Some people were saying, listen, if you had coffee, people would just go across the street to Starbucks anyway. Nobody would do it. It's just more of a pain in the butt. Somebody's saying, but it's convenience. They want it. They don't want to run across the street. They might only have 15 minutes, etc. Like we're having this, I'm not even kidding, guys. It was almost like getting heated because we were going back and forth. And then finally somebody said, you guys, if the biggest complaint on the surveys was no coffee, I think we did a pretty good job. And it was funny. Like, I mean, we were actually laughing then because we were going, okay, you're right. It's not about coffee, right? It's about, there could have been a lot of other things on those surveys that weren't there, which was great. So it was, and everybody was really nice. There was nobody that was like me, like I said, mean-spirited. They were giving really great feedback. And it just shows you the kind of people that were in that room those 2 days. So I'm super grateful for the honest feedback that we got. Coffee debate to be determined. We'll tell you what we're doing next time. But it was just like a great way to know, okay, I think you're right. I think we did a great job if that was the biggest thing on that list, okay? Another thing that was great was the event was profitable, which you might think, well, of course, wouldn't you, isn't that your goal to have like a profit in these things? Now, honestly, most live events, a lot of live events are not profitable, okay? Live events cost so much money to put on. It's unbelievable some of the numbers that I can tell you. And I knew that going into it. So last year was my first live event, and last year was nowhere near profitable, nowhere near break even. I knew going into it, I have to stick a lot of money into the stage, the production, the audio, the videos, photographers, because what that was for me last year was marketing. Some of you made your decisions to come to that event based on the video you saw last year, right? So I knew my first one was nowhere near going to be even break even, let alone profitable. But now year two, there were things I was able to do to kind of offset some of those costs to make sure that I was profitable. And not only that, but I was able to budget a little bit better. And then I was able to say, what can I offer? What can I sell at the live event? Because people say that live events are one of the most intimate things that you can do with your customers and clients, right? So to be in a level like that with them, they're ready to buy. I have been to only one live event that didn't sell anything. And I honestly was sitting there going, wait, but I want to work with you. How do I, what's next? How do I buy this? Or what do I do next? Like I was blown away that they did not sell. And actually, I should say, I think I've been to two of them like that, but one where there was just nothing. You couldn't even walk up to this person and say, hey, what can I, you know, pay for? So I lessons learned from that because people like myself are waiting to hand over their credit card and say, whatever it is, I'm in. Like, I want to do this. So I knew that I had to have this great offer of what they would want to buy and how I could best serve my audience. So that was really by far my biggest takeaway was you have to do something like that there. Because I think it's almost a disservice to your people who are saying, I'm so excited, I just learned all this information, but help me do something with it. So that was fun. Another thing too was I was able to pre-sell something to my audience in the event that I'll be launching in a couple weeks. So what's great about that was we were able to look at, you know, all this data from how many people showed up, how many people bought, and know that these numbers are now going to help us decide and determine what that new launch will look like because it's a brand new launch. We haven't done it yet. So it's kind of, it's nerve-wracking when you do something brand new, right? You don't know how people are going to react. You don't know if they're going to buy, if they're interested. I've had many, many people, clients, people that have come to me that say, I sold this, nobody's interested, what do I do now? How do I get out of this? So it's great to have that information heading into a launch where I'm going to launch that. It really shows us, okay, this is gonna be successful. And we get to pick the brains of the people that bought and then figure out, okay, what else needs to be in here? How do we make this even better in the future? So that was really exciting too. And it always helps with a sense of urgency to buy now, right? So as we're back, it's kind of crazy to say, hey, I just wrapped up this launch. Now what's next? Oh, I get a rest. No. And a lot of people said that. They're like, just go home and rest this week. Yeah, there's no resting right now. I rested this weekend. But I am actually prepping for a new 5-day challenge that's going to be coming up in just 2 weeks. I almost did it with a 1-week break, and oh my goodness, I am so, so relieved that we pushed it back 2 weeks. But you always have to look at the calendar and figure out what dates make sense, and you have Memorial Day coming up, and we can't do a 5-day challenge on a Monday over Memorial Day, etc. So the dates worked out, and we're doing it 2 weeks. So it's actually going to be May 12th through the 19th, and it's called Launched in 90 Days, okay? And what I love about this challenge, so this is one of my free 5-day challenges. I've already done a couple of them in the group that you've probably seen, maybe you've been a part of. Would love to hear anybody listening right now if you've done one of the challenges. And I hope this is my favorite one. You are going to want to sign up for this one. So what it is, it's a step-by-step 5-day challenge to plan, launch, and sell out, yes, keyword, sell out your first or next digital product, program, or course. Now, there will be people who take variations of this and say, listen, I would rather do, I have a multi-level marketing product, direct sales that I want to sell, or I have a brick and mortar, and here's my spin on this. Whatever it is, I want you to be in there listening to this, figuring out what's the best way for you to do this, okay? Because honestly, we have to be very, very careful that we are not just working one-on-one with everybody. There's so many people that are going, oh, but I'm making so much money one-on-one, I can't imagine going to a group program or going to something with, you know, selling one-to-many. And I'm telling you, you have to be very, very careful how you're spending your time, right? Spending your time and your money. Here's the thing with money. We can make more money, but we can't make more time. And if you're just doing one-to-one, you're going to get maxed out at a certain amount of time that you got in your day or in your week, right? So you've got to be very, very careful. So in just 5 days, I'm going to walk you through how I transitioned from a one-to-one business model to one-to-many. So over a 90-day period, just a few months ago, in 90 days, we generated over $80,000 with using this launch program that we're doing, okay? And what's great about that is that was not including any passive income. So what I mean by passive is the opposite of launching, right? Launching is you're making this big promotion, this big event. Passive is you've got it kind of evergreen, automated in the background, always generating money. So I want you to see that. And I had a pretty small list at the time too. So if you're thinking, but I'm not as big as you, okay? I'm not that big either, right? There are so many people out there that I'm looking at going, oh, I wish my list was at that size, or I wish I had this many followers. So trust me, everybody is saying the same thing. Stop comparing yourself to everybody else. You can do this with no matter how big of an audience you have, okay? So I really, really want to help you, you know, kind of create that creative edge, that expert credibility that you need to get, and then financial comfort, because it is important that we talk about money and that you profit. Nobody should be doing a business that is costing you money or that is breaking even and that you need to have another job just to pay for this business that you're doing. I want you to be able to bring in money from this business that supports the business that you can invest back into, okay? So the website link for this, I actually put in the comments, but I'll do it here again, or not in the comments, in the post actually above, but it's a bit.ly link. So it's bit.ly/herlaunch, and that'll take you to the 5-day challenge. Now, I did a pre-challenge homework assignment because last time we launched, everybody was like ready to go and they were going, okay, what can I do now? What can I do now? So I gave you something to do now. You don't have to do it, but I would love for you to at least read it over. Okay. So when you go to get to that website, it's going to tell you how to get that free download. Okay. So it's bit.ly/herlaunch. And this is for the 5-day challenge that it's your 90-day launch plan. So I cannot wait to dive in with you. It's just in 2 weeks. So we've got not that much time, and that's why I think the challenge homework is going to help you get ready to really knock this one out of the park. So I'm super excited for this. This is the challenge, you guys. These last ones have been good, If you think they were good, just wait till you see what we put into this one. Because like I said, it's always lessons learned, right? So every challenge, the team and I went back and said, what can we do better this time, right? What can we do better next time? What do people love? What do they not like? What do they sort of, you know, need a reason to do this? Like, how could we put this in there to go, okay, they are going to excel this much more. So it's been really fun to make every single challenge better and better. And this one is just like jam packed. You're going to love it. And the best part about this one is it's going to help you with time. And it's also going to help you with that income coming in. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. Because back, the first one we did was planning to profit, right? It was really nailing down that profitability. The second one was more branding and really getting yourself set up. But this one is going to be just combined together really, really great. Love it. Okay, great, you guys. All right, thank you for all the comments and the hearts and the love going on Facebook Live. I appreciate it. If you need anything from us, please make sure to reach out. But go there, get it again. I'm going to say the link one more time, bit.ly/herlaunch. You're going to see the pod, or that you're going to see inside of there to opt into the 5-day challenge, and then go and get your homework. All right? All right, ladies, have a great rest of your day. Can't wait to see you soon inside the challenge, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, everyone.
And before you go, I want to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to check out their services. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/herempire. Again, that's audibletrial.com/herempire for your free trial today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at she'sbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit she'sbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.